Good morning. Are there any announcements for the good of the church? I know Barbara has several, so. But if anyone else has any, you can come forward.
Good morning. The first thing I want to talk about is you are all invited to stay after church today and help decorate. We have wreaths already laid out downstairs to be carried up, to put on our windows, on our walls. So if you'd like to stay for a while, that would be really great. Thanks. And I just wanted to remind you, next week, there will be no in-person service. Everything is online because it's the children's program. And then we'll go directly to our congregational meeting after the program. And we have these forms in the back of the church about if you would like to purchase a poinsettia for Christmas to have out. And if you want to write a check, if you would just write on the memo line poinsettia, and they're $12 a piece, and you can choose red or white. But they need to be in the forms and the money to Steve in the office by Wednesday of this week so we can get them ordered. So I just wanted to let you know.
Thank you. As well, the children and youth are having their annual Advent party on Zoom today at 4 o'clock. They're doing a gingerbread making contest, and the Zoom link is on the email that was sent to you today. So if any of you want to log in and just witness sort of the mess that they make, we'd love to have you join us. All right, Fern, well, let's go ahead and ring the bell.
Please join me in the call to worship. We wait in hope. We work in hope. We trust in hope. And this is the time to pass the peace. Feel free to bump elbows or fists and play it safe with everyone.
Yes, sir. Peace be with you. Thank you.
I've got, come over here. I've got to read these lines, okay. Then we light the candle. And I'll come over and light with this and light, we'll light the candle together.
Okay.
Then I come back and read these four lines.
Okay.
So.
Are we reading that together? Are you
no,
reading
I'm
that?
Reading it.
Good.
Let's get back together, please. The boss says, rein them in. Thank you, everyone. We're lighting the first candle in the Advent wreath today, the candle of hope. We light this candle to proclaim the coming of the light of God into the world. With the coming of the light, there is hope. Because of Christ, we not only have hope, but we believe that good is stronger than evil. God wants us to work for good in this world. I always hope that's going to go well. Let this candle of Advent hope shine in our hearts all week and remind us to lift up our heads and open our eyes to watch all around us for signs of the Holy One. Amen. The scripture today is Jeremiah 33rd chapter, verses 14 through 16. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will fulfill the promise I made to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah. In those days and at that time, I will cause a righteous branch to spring up for David, and he shall execute justice and righteousness in the land. In those days, Judah will be saved, and Jerusalem will live in safety. And this is the name by which it will be called, the Lord is our righteousness. That is the reading for today.
For this first Sunday of Advent and the season of hope, before Pastor Eileen left, she asked members of the Bible study if any of them would be willing to share something about hope or hopefulness with all of you on this first Sunday of Advent. And much to my thanksgiving, three people stepped forward and have offered to share with us. So one of the things I was telling the kids in Godly Play this morning is that these 4 weeks are my very favorite of the church cycle because it's all about endings and new beginnings, which I think is so appropriate for our congregation this year. And so the first person that's going to share with us today is Krista. And she has some images that I'm going to go ahead and share on the TV. So if you're not able to see them and you want to move so you can see them, otherwise I'll have them up there after worship if people on this side want to see them then. How about you just tell me when you want them up and then I'll share them.
If it works, I can do that. First of all, good morning, everyone. This is a long time coming. Years and years ago, I was asked to speak in front of a church in a small town in Pennsylvania. It was this time of year because I was asked to speak about helping with Thanksgiving baskets for the poor in our community. I was so afraid to speak in front of a group that the day before I was supposed to speak, I got laryngitis. I could not say word one, and you all know I can talk. So I lived in hope that I could do that, and a dear friend of mine the next year said, okay, we're going over to church, you're going to practice, I'm going to sit in all over, and you know, you're going to do it until you get it right. So I'm going to speak on hope. And I want to say first that Emily Dickinson is my favorite poet, and I can't remember a time when I didn't know the poem I'm about to recite. And it's a poem about hope and birds. We give birds hope when we feed them at our windowsill at home, Terry and I. They give us hope that we will all make it through. And our indoor cat, Cleocatra, lives in the vain hope that she will have one of those birds for dinner. So, hope is the thing with feathers that perches in the soul and sings the tune without the words and never stops at all. And sweetest in the gale is heard, and sore must be the storm that could abash the little bird that kept so many warm. I've heard it in the chillest land and on the strangest sea, yet never in extremity it asked a crumb of me. Thank you.
Finding Hope, a poem by Debbie Barr. Delicate, shimmery, gossamer, winged, find hope in beauty. Towering ancient majesties, find hope among the invincible. Waterborne, jewel throne protector, find hope in fortress strength. Stunning, power, endurance, wonder, find hope amongst adaptation. But find hope in poverty, homelessness, hopelessness, injustice, pain, fear? Yes. See hope in eyes of children given opportunity. See hope in parents providing food for their families. See hope in travelers finding shelter. See hope in people redressing past wrongs and sins. See hope in people who believe they will find a better life. Give hope. Sustain hope. Keep hope. Nurture hope. Be the winged beauty, be the invincible sequoia, be the fortress reef, be the adaptive desert fighter. In doing so, work against fear, pain, injustice, hopelessness, homelessness, poverty. Be hope.
No, nobis, pacem.
That was lovely. And if you'd like to hear it again, they did record it earlier this week, and it's on your email that you got today. So if you'd like to listen to them over and over, you're welcome to do so. Now is the time when we gather together to pray for each other, for the things that are on our hearts that are concerning or upsetting, the grief that we have, or the joys that we want to share with one another. So if you have a prayer concern or joy that you'd like to share with all of us today, I invite you to raise your hand. Kim, are you going to come around? Kim's going to come around with a microphone, and if you feel comfortable saying your name before you share, that helps our people that are on Zoom know who's praying.
Thank you. I have a couple of short things. We'd like prayers for Lindsay Gomez's brother, Zachary, whose dog, Charlie, was injured on Thanksgiving. He has a significant eye injury. However, Zachary does not have the funds to take the dog to the vet, and the vet won't see the dog without money being at the ready. The other thing I want to say is Terry and I had a wonderful Thanksgiving at a brother's home. It was the first time for any holiday that all four of us siblings were together. And we witnessed so many miracles of healing, healing from alcoholism and addiction, meeting two new great nieces. So this was huge and a huge blessing.
Hi, and I didn't get this in on the announcement, so I'm going to sneak it in here. Food at First is going to be having a pass-along party wherein they give people chance to shop for free for Christmas presents for new and gently used things. But no clothes. Thank you, Krista. No clothes. Anyway, for adults and children, and if you go to foodatfirst.com, you'll see the dates, but the first or the second one is tomorrow from 3:30 to 6:30 at Collegiate Methodist at the east door. Okay, so but look at foodatfirst.com and you'll find the dates. Thanks.
I'm Laura Deal, and I'd like to share a joy. I got to go to Florida last week and see my granddaughter get married in Zephyr Hills, Florida. It was a real good family get-together and beautiful wedding.
Excellent. What's your granddaughter's name, Laura?
Shelby.
It's Shelby. All
right. Yeah, now she's Shelby Cunningham.
Well, first a joy. I was with one of my families in Boston, and we had a great Thanksgiving meal, including three pies. And it was wonderful because two people who joined us had just been told by the family, their own family, they weren't welcome. So it was nice to have that. And then the concern is I just learned coming back now from Boston, I checked, and that Presbyterian minister is still undergoing treatment for not COVID, but he's on a ventilator, and this is in the Minneapolis area. Dirk is his name.
I'm Jan Flora, and my brother Vaughn and his wife and a friend passed through on Friday, and we had a second Thanksgiving coming from Kansas, and he's headed to Mayo, and he's going to have esophagus surgery, and will lose most of his esophagus. And he was very uncertain about this operation, as you might guess, but But I think that the fellowship that we had gave him a little bit more courage to face it. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah. Hello, I'm Jared Walter, and I've experienced so many emotions this last week. Thursday and Thanksgiving, I did travel back and spent time with my family of origin, and it was really mostly positive, uplifting. It's always a little bit difficult because I just almost have like PTSD going back there from things that are said and kind of still some hard feelings and stuff like that. But I gotta give my youngest niece a hug. That really made me feel good. And it was also difficult because, like, with my Uncle Jim, Aunt Juanita had died of COVID. And so that was tough. We had several missing family members because they had died. But being able to see some of my adult cousins and some of their kids and the children and stuff was really, really good. I'll also share that I'm just feeling a lot of uncertainty around the new variant, you know, that's coming out, and also just, you know, this last week, some grief, just feeling with saying goodbye to Pastor Eileen, who was such an amazing person as part of our community. So I just wanted to name that as well.
As part of the ask for help spreading joy, or we're not at joy, hope and hopefulness yet, Barbara Fadley offered to write a prayer about hope rather than to share it during the sermon time. So Barbara's going to pray her prayer of hope with all of us, and then I'll go right into our prayers of the people, and then if you would all join me for the Lord's Prayer at the end. All right.
God of hope, be with us on our Advent journey to the stable and beyond. Be with us in our meetings and our traveling together. Be with us in our worship and our praying together. Father, let your hope arise in our hearts. Lift our eyes up to see that you are alone, you alone are where our hope comes from. Help us to shake off the anxiety, discouragements, and distractions that you have filled this year. May we pause to remember that we have hope in you. Give us the grace we need to wrap up this year joyfully. May your hope be a comfort to all who long for justice. God of hope, we seek you. May your hope fill our hearts and grace our lips so that we might reflect your hope for all the world. We wait in joyful hope for the advent of the baby Jesus. No matter how you are emotionally, mentally, or physically, invite hope into your life. Allow hope to enter your mind. Allow hope to enter into your spirit. Allow hope to enter into your body. Allow yourself to be filled with hope. Let hope fill your mind with a sense of purpose and direction. Let hope fill your spirit with life and enthusiasm. Let hope fill your heart and draw you into renewed love. Rest quietly in your renewed hope. Let the power of risen love reign in your heart. In these days before Christmas, there are many things that can keep us from the stillness, ready to open us to the wonder and beauty of Emmanuel. Physical illness, emotional and mental distress, social commitments, deadlines at work, relationship differences, shopping, correspondence, and other stressful situations can disquiet us. Let us pause to regain stillness so we can enter into these Advent days with a peaceful spirit as we prepare for the great feast of Christmas. Hear our prayers, O Lord.
God of hope, we continue to pray for those among us who need your healing hands on them. On this morning, we pray for Carl Tipton. We pray for Allison Anderson's sister as she enters rehab. And we pray for Jan's brother as he is expected to have surgery this week. And we just pray for the healing to happen after the surgery and for the doctors and the nurses that are caring for him physically to take such good care of him. We lift up our families, God, and all the joy and the healing and the complicated feelings that family can bring. Whether it was a joy to see our families again for a holiday for the first time in 2 years or many years, or whether it caused us a lot of grief to not see our family or to see our family, we just ask for the healing and the gratefulness and all of these complicated feelings to be heard and to be recognized in our heart. Like the Floras and the Knickers and for Krista and Terry, we give thanks for the family gatherings that have happened. And we pray for Jared and his family as he continues to work through some grief and some feelings there, but also for the joy in this new generation and the hugs that he's able to give his niece. We pray for the Deal family and lift up their joy of Shelby's wedding and offer just gratefulness and thankfulness that they were able to travel and to gather safely together to celebrate this wedding. And we pray for Shelby and her new marriage. And on this first Sunday of Advent, we do pray for hope, for the hope that is there, that we may see signs of your hopefulness this week and in the weeks to come. We pray for Lindsay's brother Zachary and his dog Charlie, and just in the hope that that little dog can survive. We pray for the variant of COVID that's among us. We pray that for our health and our safety and for the health and safety of others. And we recognize the grief that some of us are carrying today without Pastor Eileen being here. But we know that that candle of hope that's lit right next to us, right in front of us, that hopefulness that you have, we also share for this congregation and this church as we look forward to the hopefulness that is to come and that is already here among us. Together, we pray the prayer that you have taught us to pray. Our Creator, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
Thank you.
you leave this place today, I do pray for you that you will see signs of hope and hopefulness in your own lives. But more importantly, may you be the hope that someone needs in this day or this week as you travel forward during Advent. May God be with you. Amen.